Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Did you have a little giggly juice this morning?
I'm sorry. I'm bringing a weird energy.
Don't.
I don't know.
No, this is great. I feed off this stuff.
I really thought you said yeet, yeet.
No, I said I can't wait for the rest of the week.
Oh,
my brother's coming, Nicholas.
Nicholas Hansen, the baby.
He's coming into town. So we are hosting said child Thursday night. We have a family dinner at our house, which crap means got to clean the house today
Better
tomorrow.
Clean the house.
And then he's doing a Bell conference in Des Moines on Sunday.
It boggles the mind that your brother is like a professional handbell player.
That's his occupation. That is his profession. When he files his taxes every year, that's what it says on the form.
Do they send back a thing like somebody can do that?
I think it says teacher.
Teacher.
But, yeah.
Wow.
Somebody sends back a note that says, did you make this up?
Are you for real?
Is this real?
But, I mean, that's cool.
He's living his dream.
That was his dream? So, was there a lot of handball playing in your life? Or is that something he picked up on his own?
Both Nick and ACT, I'm smarter than you are, Greg the chemist, picked it up in church. And I was on the early stages of that handbell program.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like right in the heart of junior high and high school.
Peak.
So as much as they played in jazz band and concert band in school, they also were in the handbell choir.
Yeah.
At the United Methodist Church of Washington.
And it got
Nicholas.
Good.
And the director was a lovely human named Ione Burham.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of caught them all at the right age and the right level of passion. So to this day, Greg doesn't play as much, but, you know, Nick teaches it. He arranges handbell music. He also probably does 3 church bell choirs also. That's his profession.
Wow.
Yeah. Went to college for it in California,
mm-hmm.
of all places.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And now handbells.
I will tell you, every member of my family shakes their head going, this isn't going to work. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Huh.
And that's just, he was always kind of like, he's the littlest, right? He's the youngest. He's the one they just kind of let go.
Yeah. Figure it out on its own.
Between me and Greg, we wore out mom and dad.
Yeah.
You're like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just, you know, curfew, whatever, don't die. Right? That was our house.
Right.
Oh, you're going to California for school. Good luck.
Okay.
Handbells, huh?
Neat.
Somewhere, I'm sure my dad's like, he'll come back and run the company.
I have no doubt. Right.
That's not going to pan out. Then he'll get a real job, which I'm sure he said about radio, too.
I'm sure.
Ta-da!
One day he's going to get a real job.
You're going to be a chemist? What's that going to do? Ta-da! Surprise.
One of these days, I'm going to get a real job.
Talk about 3 unusual vocations.
Yep.
The sons of bridge builder,
mm-hmm.
man, right?
Hit
and none of us went into the family business.
No.
Nope. Radio DJ, chemist, handbell director.
Just as far away as you guys could get. In different directions.
That's right. So, let your kids find their passion is
Absolutely.
Today's lesson.
Yeah, great lesson.
That's
great
right.
lesson. Do you have any, like, good road trip music?
Depends on which
car
you...
No, like, right now.
Oh.
Not in theory.
Let me tell you about my trip to Wisconsin.
No.
No, grab a chair. Just sit down.
I want to tell you a story. You think you had an epic road trip to Wisconsin? I've got an epic road trip. A family in Pennsylvania went on a road trip this past month, and it was like 100 miles in. You got to stop for gas. And this just seems so wholesome. They load up the family truckster. They've got that thing on the top, you know, like the extra.
Yeah, where the luggage goes?
Yeah, the luggage rack. It's all full of stuff. And as they pull over for gas, they realize that their cat, Ray Ray, was on the top of the car, hanging on for dear life.
I saw this headline, but I never clicked into the story. How far did it go? 100 miles?
100 miles. They were going 70 miles an hour down the interstate.
Where do you think the cat went? Like, his eyes got really big.
Because he had to hang on, right?
Right.
He is actively hanging on.
Was he at least sandwiched between some luggage to give him some Because there's no way a cat can hold on for that long.
The wind, right? You got to have a windbreak.
If you're going 70 miles an hour and you went 100 miles, so he was up there for at least an hour and a half.
It was a soft cargo carrier, and somehow the claws of the cat dug into the fabric to hang on.
I bet so.
Had to. No other choice. Those claws were out.
Oh, my gosh.
The family couldn't believe it, but Ray Ray was pretty much unfazed. You know, I would think that it would kind of mess with the cat a little bit.
A little bit.
You'd think it'd change its personality. Nope.
What have you done to me?
Ray Ray was fine. But then they're in that hard place where it's like, well, we don't want to go 100 miles back.
No.
And take the cat home. So Ray Ray got to go for the rest of the vacation.
Where did they start and where did they actually go on vacation?
So they started in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
They were going to run a marathon in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So they went to New Hampshire and then they went to New York because the whole family is going to see Hamilton.
With the cat?
Well, the cat didn't. I don't think the cat got
theater
tickets.
If the cat can be on top of the car, the cat can go to Hamilton.
Let the cat go to Hamilton.
Figure that out. Let the cat go to Hamilton.
But, you know, you have all of your, rental, you know, you have to get a room.
Something pet appropriate.
Go to a pet store. They got a litter box. They got food. They got a cat backpack so they can take the cat with them all these places. But Ray Ray is going viral now. The
story I can imagine.
Is on social media.
Well, if they haven't gone to Hamilton yet and the Hamilton people see this, not that I'm asking that the cat be on stage, right, or in the audience, because a little mewing will... But, like, let it be in the dressing rooms downstairs.
Yeah.
What a firsthand experience for the cat.
It'd be great.
That's a celebrity at your show.
Yes. Let the cast of Hamilton decide.
Ask the cast.
Ask the cast if they want a cat in the audience. I bet they say yes.
What does Lafayette? Bring. I forget cat in French, but I bet it's a fun word.
I bet it is. Something feline.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I need your help. There is nothing worse when you are like, oh, I have this thing. Let me just go find it. And then all of a sudden, you can't find it. It is driving me crazy that I can't find. And I think I know exactly where it is, but I can't find it.
Well, that's just sad that you can't.
I haven't found it here.
I'll start by saying, did you look the last place you used it?
Here's the deal. We have an amazing costume closet here at Z102.9. It started out as a coat closet, but the costumes have taken over. Whether it was a crazy let's all get on a bus and wear wigs party, or we're just making fun videos here at the radio station, the costumes came in and then the costume just stayed. So it's an incredible closet. And God bless Taylor. She took it upon herself. One day she looked at it and she was like, I've had enough. I'm cleaning this thing up. And it is so tidy. I don't want to ruin it. But I also, at the same time, want to go through it piece by piece because I swear that there's two or one pink construction hard hats.
There's one pink hard hat in this building somewhere. There is.
Somewhere.
I've seen it. I think we've used it for something.
We brought it. It was a gift and we brought it back here and it's... I can't find it anywhere, and I really, really need it.
Did you keep it on your side of our office for a while? Do you have any space where it could be in a drawer?
No.
Or sitting on top? We have those, like, roll-out file cabinets or also, like, benches.
Yeah.
It's not behind one of those.
Now, it could be, like, in Producer Ben's.
It could be. Let's check there. Let's check in the cabinet that have our clown statues under the art wall. Let's do that.
We have a cabinet that has clown statues on it. Don't question it. Just go with it. It's very classy.
It's a decor. Right.
It's going to be in a very obvious place.
I have a selection of some hats as well on my side of the room.
Uh-huh.
And I have also a selection of cardboard boxes, and they may have intermingled.
So
let's check there.
Check the cardboard box.
It's basically the Jenga set.
No, they're just really nice boxes I can't get rid of.
I don't want to get rid of them. They're good, hard, sturdy cardboard boxes.
He's at that age. He's at that age.
That's a good box.
He cannot throw away a good box.
That's a good box. Better hold that box. That's Don't. That's a good box.
Like, do we have an attic or a cellar?
No, where it goes. It goes under the basement steps. That's where you keep your old boxes.
Yep.
I bought a printer 10 years ago. Still have the box. It's a good box.
It's a very good box.
Yeah, that's where
the
they live.
Handles in there, too.
Yeah. If I am going to pack something, I have built-in handles, and I just have to tape it across the top. It's a good box.
It's a very good box.
Look how corrugated that is. Can't get rid of those.
No.
Sturdy.
So I know it's either going to be in one of the empty cardboard boxes. It's here. It's somewhere. It's just, I still haven't found it.
We'll keep looking.
Yeah.
All right, where are you on this spectrum? Would you rather go into a place where you're usually ordering on a regular basis, and they know your order when you walk in, or would you like to remain anonymous? Lunch yesterday with a friend, sat down. He's like, if she's our waitress, she won't even have to write it down. He gets the same thing.
She knows exactly what I want.
Uh-huh. Or, and we had somebody else, no big deal. Although the other waitress came over, she said, I know it wasn't how you like it.
What?
I'm like, that's a little too familiar, right?
Wow.
A little too familiar.
My husband is big in that. He wants to have everybody
know his name.
And I am like, well, we can't go here anymore because now they know who you are. So I'm embarrassed. No,
but it has benefits, as in it saves an ordering time.
No, totally.
It's made to your liking.
Yeah, but.
But then this morning, I picked a different gas station, just grabbing a coffee, and I was hoping for some snacks, which they didn't have. I wanted to get like a protein, like a. So the refrigerated section, if it's a beverage, they're set.
Yeah.
But the one cooler that usually has like meat and cheese.
That's very
or apple slices.
Store to store.
Was barren. Like there was nothing in it. So my thought as I'm leaving, you're like, do I need to frequent this place more? So like, oh, here comes the guy that always asks about the snacks. We should buy the snacks.
We could help him.
Should I turn into him?
Hmm.
Or is it just safer to be like, just go in, do your business. They don't need to know you. You don't need to know them. I don't know. Because then at some point, then again, I'm the guy who collects cardboard boxes. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to start engaging in conversation with them.
Yeah.
And they don't have time for that.
Nope.
And I'm just being polite and I don't really care.
And then you're going to have an Eric problem.
That's true. You don't want an Eric problem.
Sir, please leave.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The I-380 southbound to Wright Brothers Boulevard ramp will be temporarily closed overnight for two nights this week. Now, it's an overnight closure. You're like, well, why do I care?
It's fine, Eric. Don't worry about it.
Because somebody's taking a 5-something flight out of the Eastern Iowa Airport, and you're supposed to be there by about 3:30 in the morning, and you're going to get to that ramp, and you're going to yell at it because it's closed.
Come on!
Because the detour sends you down a swisher, and then you loop back up.
I got to get there.
So, coming up tomorrow night, the 15th into the 16th, that'll be closed from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Then, Thursday into Friday, the 16th into the 17th. Am I getting my days right there? I think that sounds right.
16th into the 17th.
Is that right? Yes. Same time frame. 10 p.m. closure to the morning of Friday, the 17th at 6 a.m. Again, detours will be in place, but getting off an exit earlier would be beneficial. You can go past. If you have enough time, take the detour. No problem.
Yeah.
If you're running, you know, those early flights, you don't want to be late.
No.
Cedar Rapids police continue to investigate the discovery of an unresponsive 22-year-old male at an industrial site. This was in the 900 block of Ingleside Drive Southwest. This was Friday morning, the 10th. First responders called to the scene, found the unresponsive male, and attempted life-saving care, taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. We've now identified him as Fidel Gonglo or Gongloe of Marion. The cause of the death, though, circumstances involved very much under investigation. G-O-N-G-L-O-E. Gongloe?
Mm-hmm.
Gongloe? Cedar Rapids police are encouraging anybody with information about that incident to contact their criminal investigations division. We wrap the buzz, as we often do, with what's got us feeling all right. If your little one has never gone to a Playtime Poppy performance, you are in for a treat. This is theater by high school students for elementary, and it's done, and they rotate them at the area high schools. First production this fall will be a localized adaptation of Alice in Wonderland coming up at Jefferson High School. Joe Link, who is the theater director there, this is his script. I performed this as part of Playtime Poppy when they used to do shows at Bruce Moore in the summertime, and I got to be the caterpillar, and it was really cool. It's designed to be on stage in blacklight. We did it outside, so we had to adapt it, but I'd be very curious. There's a lot of puppetry. There's a lot of Hollywood stage magic. They let the audience kind of help Alice choose her way. And it all comes up as the official kickoff to Playtime Poppy's 74th season. Thursday, you got a 5 o'clock performance. Friday, 5 and 7:30. And then Saturday, a matinee at 11 and a matinee at 2 o'clock. Appropriate for all ages.
It's so fun.
Alice in Wonderland at Jefferson for kids. Playtime Poppy. Go to the Playtime Poppy website. Get all the show times and the ticket details.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
If you haven't taken the opportunity with this nice, almost late summer weather to decorate for Halloween, how about this weekend?
What a great, weather season to be putting up some real awesome, spooky decorations. And I feel like in the last couple of years, we've seen bigger and better displays in front yards all over Eastern Iowa.
I want to think it was, my name is Lewis.
Lewis probably did.
Ever since Lewis became a thing, getting bigger yards or the neighbor versus neighbor, Halloween decoration contest.
It's so much more than just some cobwebs in the bushes now.
It is.
Right?
People are theming. You've got inflatables as well. The stuff people are doing with skeletons is because they're so poseable, which makes it fun, too.
They can be very fun. And, you go through all that trouble to make a really good display in your front yard. You want people to see it, right? Enter the Z102.9 Erie address book.
Get over to KZIA.com. Right on the front page, you'll see the Erie smiling pumpkin. You click on the Erie address book, and it's going to take you to a map and a very simple form. We're starting to get around Cedar Rapids. We have a location near Solon. Somebody put one in West Liberty. So the map has now expanded.
Ooh.
So you can see where all of these pumpkins are. Those people have raised their hand and said, yes, drive by my house. I put a lot of work into this thing, and I want people to see it.
I love it. You can, if you're that person who's like, I've got a yard, I want people to come see my display, that form is for you. If you're somebody who's like, man, it'd be so great to just jump in the car, grab some snacks and let's go look at some really cool light displays, there is your map right there.
Yes. You know of one, I think, in your neighborhood that is more of even a haunted garage.
You'll have to get out of the car because it is a haunted garage that you go through, bring a canned food donation, and there's certain operation hours. But check that out. I pinned that too.
So if it's a drive-by, a walkthrough, we would love to know about it. All you have to do is put it on our map, the Z102.9 Erie address book. Put your address up there right now at KZIA.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Bit of a dramatic Monday for Alec Baldwin. He crashed his car into a tree in the Hamptons.
Oops.
Oopsie indeed. He was driving a white Range Rover that apparently is his wife's.
She's busy dancing with the stars.
Not anymore. sorry, spoiler alert. Significantly damaged the car as it smashed right into the tree. He was in the car, Alec, and his brother Stephen Baldwin, both in the car. Apparently he was in the area. The Hamptons have the Hamptons International Film Festival. It was just wrapping up this past weekend. So he was there. He was on the board as part of that film festival. But he had to address the crash on social media.
This morning I was in this car accident. Guy cut me off in a truck. Big garbage truck. I mean, a garbage truck the size of a whale. Never seen a garbage truck. It must have been something commercial for, like, taking away material from construction or something. It was the biggest garbage truck I've ever seen. Anyway, to avoid hitting him, I hit a tree. I hit a big, fat tree and crushed my car, my wife's car. But it's all fine, and I'm fine, and my brother's fine, and blah-bitty-blah. My wife's car is pretty smashed up. Big tree, big, fat tree.
That is 27 seconds.
Yeah.
20 seconds was spent describing the truck.
That's huge.
The garbage truck.
Huge truck.
Like,
huge
I felt
tree.
Like all of a sudden he was either playing Trump again on SNL.
I know.
Or whatever the character was from 30 Rock.
Yes.
You are mansplaining this way too much. It was a large garbage truck.
Guys, accidents happen. Unfortunately, I had an accident.
Got caught off by a garbage truck. I'm fine.
Steven's fine. Everybody's fine.
Then give me 20 seconds on your health.
And I cut it down, man, because he was also went on to rave about the Asian fusion food that he then, they were getting takeout. So, the accident kind of derailed their lunch plans.
Claire, did he get checked for a concussion? This is clear. He's rambling. Alec, get checked for a concussion.
Doesn't make any sense. Okay.
Well, was the food good?
Food was good. Oh, that was fantastic. Asian fusion. Really, really good.
Did they spill it? Is that how it came up?
No, everything was still in the containers. It was great. Everything is great. Ate it right off the tailgate. toys turning into big franchises. Oh, what a dream for toy makers. The Barbie movie, huge success. What else can we take and make the big bucks off of it? It'll be interesting to see how this latest toy works out. There's a live action series. It's not going to be a movie. It's going to be a TV series based on the Magic 8 Ball. And they've already got a director.
Okay.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, crap. That's the one that popped in my head.
M. Night Shyamalan's The Magic 8 Ball.
I don't know why I'm anti-M. Night Shyamalan.
What's except your deal?
Your best movie was your first movie, and every movie does not compare.
So?
I just feel like you're trying to prove relevance.
I already have one win on the scoreboard.
You won the Super Bowl with that first movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And then everything else is like, that wasn't as good as The Sixth Sense.
No.
Poor guy.
It wasn't written by M. Night Shyamalan, though.
Okay.
It was written by Brad Fulchuk, who you might remember as Gwyneth Paltrow's husband.
Nope, didn't know that.
But also, he co-created Glee and American Horror Story and Scream Queens and Pose and the 911 franchise.
Now I'm back.
Okay, so okay. He's got a couple of wins under his belt. So
yes.
He's the writer. And according to a release about the show, it says they aim to reimagine the classic Magic 8 Ball as a centerpiece of a high-concept, character-driven, supernatural drama that blends psychological intensity with cultural intrigue.
Is it for adults or for kids?
I don't know.
Sounds like it should be for kids.
I don't know.
I would make it for kids. Let's start with that.
A ragtag group of kids that we can watch get older. It's like the Stranger Things kids.
Totally.
Yeah. That's just an idea.
And it sends them on adventures.
Work that in there, guys. Yeah. No word on when we get it or where to watch it. But we do have M. Night Shyamalan, Magic 8 Ball, and Brad Falchuk all on the same billing.
Will this work? Ask again later.
Ah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll ask again later. Okay, Shaboozy just dropped a brand new track this week for Domino's Pizza.
Okay, here one more time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is their first major rebrand in 13 years, and the new tagline is Dom, and O's.
So I'm going to hear that on everywhere,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the new ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. This is their first rebrand in 13 years. They needed something new. They just needed something catchy. And Shaboozy said it was difficult to come up with. This is his first time writing a jingle for anybody. But it does bring together his two favorite things, country music and pizza.
Do you hear country in this?
No, I don't.
You got to dance. Do it again. I swear I wish radio was television.
You know you're popping to it.
I'm popping and locking.
It's a head bopper.
Popping, locking, and dominant. All at the same time.
You're pop, lock.
Pop, locking, and dropping. Yeah.
I love it. I think it's a win. New box looks cool, too.
There's a new box?
The new box looks like a domino.
Sweet.
Sweet new track.
Wait, hold on. I'm waiting for the Cracker Barrel crowd.
Anybody? Anybody upset?
I think we're good.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
That's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
Welcome, friends, to another chapter of the Z-Files, our investigation into the unexplained, the paranormal phenomenon that seems to happen in certain locations in this listening area.
One started in the Rock Island area a weekend ago. The Annabelle doll was on tour. This is the whole idea came from for the Z-Files.
Yeah.
And within that experience, we actually were able to send Jaden at Night and producer Ben. And they were treated to a private investigation of an old YMCA building in Rock Island in a basement that they found to be haunted.
And as infamous as the haunted doll was, the investigation of that haunted location was almost spookier. So we asked you, what are some haunted locations in our area? And we got a call from Madison, and she said, hear me out. I know that this is like a haunted attraction, and we are inviting people to come get scared, but this location, the Heart of Darkness in Waterloo, is actually haunted behind the scenes.
Did a great job of sending us a couple texts and emails about things they have noticed, apparitions, energies. One was in one of the props, one of the sets, which is an old school bus. They also have a cabin that they've noticed some activity. In fact, they've brought in paranormal investigators before. They did a big one 7 years ago, mm-hmm. She told me. and they hadn't had one for about 2 years. The other thing I find interesting, as we're about ready to recap what went down Saturday, early Sunday morning, was usually it's just their core four or five. They've never invited an outside entity into the circle, so to speak. And now that I've heard what went down in the bus, I'm starting to wonder if we caused it.
Did we cause this energy? Because Jaden, at night, our chief investigator, has said that she is very sensitive to paranormal energies. She had experiences at her grandmother's house growing up. Imaginary friends. Who were they? Imaginary friends, or is she just the only one who could see them?
So when we offer up the next location, and by the way, we're getting ready for this coming weekend. I think Thursday we're going to let her know where they're going. Her eyes lit up like Christmas morning. Haunted grounds, haunted cabin, haunted bus. They, producer Ben and Jaden Knight have also acquired some actual, recording equipment, ghost sensing, spirit sensing equipment. So they were all ready to go 1-2 o'clock in the morning. Waterloo, let me take you now. And photos are up on the Z102.9 KZIA.com on the Morning Scramble page. We are now inside of a school bus. Just think of those days when you were on a school bus.
Yeah, confined.
Confined. It's a little cold. You have some candles lit, and you are there to investigate the paranormal, and all of a sudden, this is what happens.
Whoa.
Oh, hello. What was
I gotta
that?
Go.
Holy
I gotta go.
We
gotta go. Somebody come with me, please. I'm really...
Let's go up this way.
No, this way.
Oh, the candle just went out.
Ben, I need you to pick up the stuff. I cannot be here anymore. I feel like I'm going to throw up, and yep, I can't do it.
Let's go.
Okay, we're out.
Let's go. Yep. If you guys want to stay, it's fine. I just need someone to get me out.
It's okay, we're going.
Nope. We're going. Just grab the camera. I don't care how you grab the camera. Just grab it.
I'll be behind you guys.
That is in real time on the bus, and we actually have a photo of as it was happening, and then you see Jaden. Her left hand is in the air like, no,
I'm done.
I'm out.
I am out. I am done. Our lead investigator is just tapping out for the evening.
Among the things that were going down, they had an electromagnetic frequency reader. It was pegging red. They were hearing scratching noises either on the ramp into the bus or outside of the bus at the same time. They had to make sure Jaden was okay.
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know what that did, but my face got so hot, and I just felt like it was nothing in there was good.
And
we can be done with this, by the way. If you want to be done, we can be done because to be most honest, that was the most intense that we have ever had on the bus.
Yeah, that
I don't
want to.
What did you guys hear when I was like?
I don't know. I just I saw something
like.
And
it either sounded like scratching or like somebody like sitting into the seat.
It almost sounded like a gate creak.
No. Like, yeah, you guys like heard something. I saw something.
What?
That was the creepiest, scariest, most real, most high spirit energy they are experienced as a team. They go to cemeteries and do this all the time.
Yeah.
They've never noticed that type of energy on that bus.
So... where do we go from there? That was a pretty intense investigation.
We have some ideas for this coming weekend. If you would like to toss a few more.
Sure.
Nothing's booked yet. You can call 200-1029. That's the same number to text us. Email scramble@kzia.com. If you want to hear more of what went down, in fact, producer Ben then went into the cabin, which also has a lot of energy.
Which was a sinister presence.
You can either listen along to today's podcast a little bit later today. Yesterday, we had a lot of these stories as well. Jaden is telling them every night this week. A nice little bedtime ghost story as we get closer and closer to Halloween. But we're ready to send them. They're in again. It's like she resets and she wants to go.
Yeah, I'll go for another chapter. Okay, well, let's get ready for that.
It's like taking a kid on a roller coaster. I don't want to do it. I want to do it.
Yeah.
Why did you do this to me? I got to do that again.
That was great.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.